请讲中文的，我们先到使徒翻到使徒行传。
And I would like those of you with your strong voices to read Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 5.
我们希望啊能够大声的念，从第一节读到第五节，使徒行传第一章。我们用中文来念，我们使徒行传啊，从第一节啊第一章的第一节念到第五节，用中文来念，我们一起请。提亚菲罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行的教训的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒，以后被借上身的日子为止。他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，40天之后向他们显现，讲说神国的事。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗。
And in English, the first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after he had, by the Holy Spirit, given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen. To these, he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. And gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which he said, You have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Word of God. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Please be seated.
这是神的话，弟兄姐妹们，早上好，请坐，请坐。
Brothers and sisters, do you like gifts?
弟兄姐妹们，你们喜不喜欢有人收到礼物？
Do you like bad gifts?
你们一定不喜欢不好的礼物。
When I say do you like gifts, you mean yeah, you like good gifts, right?
对，当你们当我讲到你们喜不喜欢礼物的话，一定是非常好的礼物。
Tomorrow's my wife's birthday, and I'm thinking of the gift I want to give her.
明天是我的妻子她的生日，我想我会给她一个很好的礼物。
It's also my youngest grandson Caleb's birthday, so the two of them have a dual birthday. We already have his gift. He's going to like it.
是我们的一个孙子，他那个最小的一个孙子，他的那个给他的礼物。
My older son Nathan is a very strong reader. He reads lots of things, and he's a very broad reader.
我的儿子他是读了很多很多的书。读得非常广。
And he says to me, Dad, I know you're busy, but try, I have a, look at this chapter, just read one chapter, Dad, please, I know you're busy, but read this is good.
所以他常常跟我说，他爸爸，我知道你非常非常的忙，但是能不能就读这一章，就读这一章。
Or he'll give me a book and say, Dad, I know you're busy, but read this one, this will help.
他常常会给我一本书，他说我知道你很忙很忙，就读这一段。
He has never missed. Every time he gives you something, it's a good gift.
因为他每一次他给的什么东西，他总是给的非常好的。
So when my personal friend, Dr. Jerry Huang, who is professor of Old Testament at Singapore Bible College, when he gave me a new Bible, I thanked him.
我有个非常好的朋友他是在新加坡那个神学院里面教，专门是关于那旧约的。他给了他一本给了我一本非常好的一本圣经。
It's part of it is he is a contributing writer, but it's called the Global Study Bible.
因为他为什么给我这本圣经呢？因为他自己本身也是其中里面提供一些写作的作者之一。这个圣经叫做全球研读版的圣经。
The Global Study Bible.
你讲的是整个全球的哈。 包括全球。
So we both looked at the authors. They're from Asia, they're from Africa, they're from England, they're from all around, all believers, and the writers of the different parts and comments, they're all from around the world, and they all love the Lord.
因为这本书的背后啊，把所有的啊有作者在里面的都名字都写在上面，所以他们又从亚洲来的，从非洲的，包括还从英国那边来的，他们许许多多的人，很多的人都在上面。
And I'm going to quote some things today from some of the notes, and so I want to give credit to the Global Study Bible and also to my friend Dr. Jerry Huang.
那我呢将会引用到上面啊一些啊引用，然后呢我是要为了啊谢谢我的朋友和包括这个圣经。
The book of Acts is a book that is still continuing to unfold for us.
因为这本书《使徒行传》，它仍然现在在进行，仍然在将前面的道路展开。
If you want an exciting book to read that will make you think about today and what's going on as God grows the church, this is a great book to study. The book of Acts.
这本书《使徒行传》是一本非常好的书。你如果想要真正明白神的心意，神在如今在教会他的旨意，这本书是一张非常好的书。
And of course, the book of Acts starts in Jerusalem, the capital city of the Jews.
因为这本书《使徒行传》，它开始的时候是从犹太人的首都耶路撒冷开始。
But it ends in Rome, the capital city of the Gentiles.
但是这本书的结束的时候，它是结束在罗马，是在外邦人的城市。
It begins with the ministry of Peter, the apostle to the Jews.
它开始是从彼得，他是对着犹太人在传讲福音。
But it ends with the ministry of Paul, apostle to the Gentiles.
但是在结束的时候，讲的是保罗，他在向外邦人传福音。
The direction of Acts is one of ever expanding global reach.
这也就是这本《使徒行传》它所指出来的方向，它所走的方向就是向整个向地级传福音。
Do you know that it's a book that's going to stretch us and teach us about the Holy Spirit moving and keeping on moving as He moves around the globe?
这本书也就是告诉我们圣灵是怎样的做工，让我们从我们开始一直到地级，让整个人类都要得到这个福音。
We just, Christians throughout the globe, have just celebrated Easter and the miraculous resurrection from the dead of Jesus Christ, God's sinless Son.
我们基督徒刚刚才啊庆祝过啊主耶稣他的受难和他的复活啊这位啊神的儿子没有任何的罪的儿子他的复活。
So now we anticipate 50 days later, Pentecost.
然后下面我们等待的就是在五十天之后他的五旬节的要降临。
Pentecost is the coming of the Holy Spirit upon Christians to equip them to fulfill the gospel of Christ, the good news, all over the globe.
这个五旬节的圣灵的降临，他就是要来帮助所有的啊他的门徒被装备好，让向啊这个地级做主耶稣的复活的见证。
And there are three great themes, at least, in the book of Acts. I'm going to point out three and illustrate them today.
所以下面我要讲大概有主要的三个重点这个使徒行传里面刚刚开始的时候。
First is the global reach of the good news. The global, how the gospel is global and it reaches and reaches and reaches.
讲的第一个讲的是要使这个福音传到地极。
It shows us that God is very determined to bring his blessings to every corner of the globe and to reach every people group speaking every unique language.
所以在这里特别讲到就是神他的定义要将他的祝福他的福音要传到地极每一个地球上的每一个角落和每一个部落每一种每一个种族的人。
When God says the good news is for all people, he means 100%of the people. It's for all people.
如果神讲到他把好消息这个福音要带给每一个人的全部的人的话就是百分之百的全部的人一个都不会漏下。
And he is not willing that any person remain unreached with the good news.
他不会落下有 任何一个人没有听见这个福音。
This good news, the gospel, as you know, states that sinless Jesus alone can forgive sins of any person who chooses to repent and change directions in life. He can do this.
这个里面讲到，这个福音就讲到，就主耶稣他自己，只有他能够解决我们罪的问题。只要我们愿意来到他面前，我们接受，然后我们的生命就会得到改变。
And Jesus alone can restore broken, sin-filled lives into a holy and healthy relationship with God, His Father. He's the only one who can do this.
主耶稣也就是他，才能使我们一个破碎的生命，我们一个已经被罪因的罪的进入破碎的生命，能够与父神重新的和好，得到一个真正的一个圣洁的生命。
This is the best news ever.Because it deals with sin and it gives eternal life to those who are truly born again in Christ. Great news.
这就是一个最最好的一个福音，也就是一个非常好的好消息，对我们这些罪人，就是主耶稣能够完完全全的拯救我们，只有他能够拯救。
Brothers, how many of you remember when the good news came to you and you heard it?And you understood you were going to have to make a decision for Christ. How many of you can still remember that time?
我们当中有多少人还记得我们当时的第一次听到福音，或者后面听到几次福音之后，你决定你说我愿意接受这个福音的？还有多少人还记得那个时候当时是怎么样的
？I was 22 and I had just finished University of Washington.
我那个时候是22岁，我刚刚大学毕业。
It was such good news. I told almost everybody that I knew.
那个是非常好的消息，我就告诉所有的我认识的人。
I told everybody in my family.
我甚至我跟我家里面的人讲。
And my brother, my older brother said to my mother.
这是我的哥哥，我哥哥跟我妈妈说。
Tell Dick, tell him, religion is a private matter.
他说我的哥哥跟我妈妈讲，你跟他讲一下，跟那个弟弟讲一下，因为宗教信仰是个人的问题。
It took my brother years before he understood it wasn't a private matter.
是这真正的讲起来，当我的哥哥真是很经历很多年之后，他才明白这个不是一个光是关乎个人隐私的问题。
He had to go through war as a Marine Corps pilot. He had to go through a divorce, and finally he came to a place where he said, "I am full of sin. I need Christ, and he turned to Christ."
他直到他参军，然后他做了飞行员。飞行员，然后呢，又加上经历了离婚，然后最后他的真正的能够认识到，他说我是个罪人，我真正需要这个福音。
He never said again, religion is a private matter. Jesus is a private matter. He never said that again.
所以他从今以后，他再不再说这个宗教或者信仰是一个只是关乎个人的事情。
And of the six original family before my folks who were not Christians went through a divorce, five of us.Have come to Christ. There's only one left out of the original family. We've all gotten a hold of the good news, and it has changed our lives.
所以我们的原从讲到我们的原生家庭里面有六个家，里面其中有五个他们都经历了这个离婚，然后呢，他们来到主的面前。
If you are a born again Christian,
如果你是重生得救的基督徒的话
，do not forget your family members.
一定不要忘记要传福音给你的家人。
Pray for them, stay with them. You're the insider. Bring the good news to them in the right timing and the right motive and the right dosage.
所以你一定要为他们祷告，而且与他们一起在一起，因为你知道你最清楚他们所需要的。你和他们建立这样的关系起来，帮助他们能够真正的认识、接受这个福音。
The second great theme.Is that God welcomes, all kinds of people into His family.
第二个，使徒行传里面特别讲的重点是神，他欢迎，他要每一位人都得救，各样的人都能够来到他的福音当中。
Brother, look at us. How many people are from how many cities or villages? We have a great deal of people here.All different. Guess what? God, with His great sense of humor, welcomes all of us into His family.
比如看看我们当中，我们都是来自各地五湖四海，就看看我们当中，我们来自不同的地方，啊，所以我们看到神，他真是要把我们每一个人，不同的种类、不同的语言的人，都能够带到他的救恩当中。
How many of you know Baskin Robbins ice cream？
你们当中有哪些人知道这个？就是冰激凌店，就是Robbins Baskin， 三一冰激凌店哈，叫三一冰激凌店。
What's their secret? Because a lot of people sell ice cream. What's their secret?
就他们，你们知道不知道他这个卖这个冰淇淋，他的秘诀在哪里
？At least 31 different choices, right?
他的秘诀就是至少有31种不同的种类。
They're not only selling you ice cream; they're selling you choices.
他不但卖给你冰淇淋，他要卖给你不同种类的各样的冰淇淋。
How many of you like choices?
多少人很喜欢有不同的选择，各种各样花样的
？How many of you do not like it when your boss does not give you any choice?
哪些人你们如果觉得很不高兴，如果你们的老板没有给你们任何选择的范围
？We like choices.
我们都愿意有选择权。
In fact, we like it our way.
我们都很真正讲起来，我们很喜欢，愿意做我们自己所愿意的。
My five-year-old grandson, when he was struggling to find out how powerful he is, he says to my wife, he says, "I don't like your ideas."
我的五岁的这个孙儿，他就常常会显示出他自己他的能力。他常常跟我太太说，我很不喜欢你跟我讲的。
He says, "I only like my ideas."
我只喜欢我的方法。
Well, now that he's six, he doesn't say that. He's in school and he's learning. He needs to be a little quieter.
所以他现在已经六岁了，他不再说那个话了。他已经进了学校里面，他也学习怎样慢慢的不再说这样的话。
The Book of Acts has a terrific variety.Like more than Baskin Robbins of different types of people. Let me give you some examples.
所以这个使徒行传里面讲到神所传道的福音传给各式各样的人啊，这啊比那个冰淇淋店三十一个多得多。
An Ethiopian eunuch.
讲到那个埃塞俄比亚或者这个叫做埃提亚波他的太监。
Trust me, I have references from all of you, but I won't give them to you. A Roman centurion.
我当然我有很多的很多的人，但是我只给你们举几个。还有一个意大利军营里面的百夫长。
Men who are lame.
还有一个瘸就有瘸子的。
A businesswoman.
还有做生意卖布匹的妇女。
A Philippian jailer.
还有在菲律宾里面做禁足就是管监狱的。
The religious elite in Athens.
还有在雅典的这些宗教里面的有名望的人士
，even magicians and sorcerers, all variety of people in the Book of Acts，
甚至包括这些行邪术的、行魔术的人。
And let me just tell you that where I grew up in Hawaii, in the Hawaiian Islands，
让我来再跟你做点解释。我呢是从夏威夷那里长大的。
And in April 1820, the word of
是在1820年的四月份，神的话语第一次到了这个夏威夷岛。
There were only Kanakas or only Hawaiians and a few Caucasians.
那个时候只有当时一些人是住在这个岛上的一些人包括一些少部分的白人。
And the first message that the Hawaiian people and those in Honolulu ever heard came out of Luke 2, verse 10.
所以这些夏威夷他们的人第一次听到的福音讲的话就是在路加福音第二章第十节。
And it had to be translated from English into Ololo'iwi, into the Hawaiian language, or else people couldn't understand it. So translations are good.
所以那个时候那个的话一定还要从英文翻译成当地的夏威夷他们的当地的土语。
And of all the messages that God selected in April 1820 for the Hawaiian people in very sunny paradise, it was this in Luke 2:10. But the angel said to them, "Huialpa, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people."
所以当时夏威夷他们这里真是太阳非常非常多那个岛屿上面，他们听见的神的第一个向他们说的话就是路加福音第二章的第十节， 在这里是这样讲的，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
So this book to all people written by a woman who was about this tall.
所以这本书它就是是一个姐妹写的，她大概就这么高。
She was the granddaughter of the man who printed the word of God for the first time in Hawaiian. And when the missionary translated Hawaiian for the first time into the New Testament and then the Old Testament. She was the printer's granddaughter. So she wrote the book about her grandfather.
所以这个作者他就是他的爸爸他的爷爷，他的爷爷是在听到这个福音之后，也是在印这本书印圣经的这个书的时候印这本圣经书的他的爷爷是印这本书，所以他写了这本书关于他爷爷的。因为那个时候在夏威夷那时候几乎没有中国人。
When the laborers were called to come and work in the field, the first group that came were the Chinese.
那个时候需要许多做劳工的，那个时候后来就运来了许多的人的话，做劳工到那个岛上。那么第一批来到的就是中国人、华人。
Then the Japanese came.
然后是日本人来到。
And then the Filipinos came.
然后菲律宾人也来到。
Then the Portuguese came.
然后还有葡萄牙的人也来到。
And then the Koreans came.
然后韩国的人也来到。
And these are the children I grew up with, the ancestors of each other. We grew up together.
所以这些人我也是和这些人一同长大的。
I know the story.
我知道这里面的故事。
But the gospel was coming to Hawaii, and it was coming for all the ethnic groups.
我知道这个神的福音来到夏威夷岛上的话，是为所有种族的人。
And so eventually a number of different people from different races became Christians.
所以我们不同种族万国各方面的人都得到了这个福音。
I want to illustrate something for you and then move on, that when we have a family reunion, which we're going to have in June this year, every other year we have a family reunion.
所以我下面要再给你做一些展示，然后我们再讲下面的。那么每年我们每两年都会有一个家庭的重新的叫重新的团聚，重新团聚的一个聚会。
I'm not kidding you. When the family comes this year, there will be 300 to 400 people coming.
所以我们讲这个我的家的话，我们一起来团聚的时候，这次大概要300 to 400的人。
So every 2 years there'll be a T-shirt.
所以我们每两年都会做一个这个。T-shirt 的衬衫哈，衬衫。
This T-shirt has 9 different patriarchs, the men who started our family. There were 9 children.
所以我们这个上面最开始这个衬衫上面印的是有九位，他们是先祖，最开始的先祖。
And from those 9 living and they had their children and then they intermarried and moved. Here's what it looks like when you put the family names of the new people together.
他们就是从这先祖这九位开始，然后他们结婚，然后再生孩子。反面这边就是他们的后代、后裔，在这个写的上面。这些讲的都是他们的家庭的，就是姓，就是他们的姓，而不是每一个人，只是他们姓。在这上面有147位这个姓是在上
面。and there's at least 15. So, how did I grow up? I grew up with lots of variety of people.
所以我在如果读这名字的话的话，我就能看到上面当然有夏威夷的名字还有华文的名字，然后葡萄牙，还有韩国韩文这名字
And more.
还有更多。
So I know that just growing up, that a variety of people for me is normal.
因为对我来讲，这是非常正常的。我们在成长的一个大环境中，是不同种族种类的人一起成长，对我来说是非常习惯的。
In the book of Acts, God welcomes and he invites all kinds of people to come into his family.
因为在使徒行传里面讲，神欢迎，邀请每一位不同样的人都来到这个福音当中。
Whether or not people will accept his invitation depends upon the person.
真正的讲起来，如果至于这个每一个人他是否愿意接受这个福音的话，接受神的邀请的话，这完全由他自己决定。
Someone said, God keeps speaking until people grow deaf.
有人说神他会一直的讲，一直讲，直到你讲到你的耳朵聋发聋为止。
And when people choose to grow deaf and cannot hear him, he'll keep pursuing. But if they say, no, I do not want you in my life, I don't want you now, I don't want you ever, they will go deaf and they will not hear him, even though he longs for them to hear him.
神尽管他们耳背耳聋他们不听，但神仍然的要向他们讲，要他们回来。但是直到他们如果心硬，他们实在不愿意回来的话，
This rejection of God over a lifetime will result in separation from God forever.
如果在你的一生当中一直拒绝神这样的邀请的话，最后的结局就是与神永远的分开。
The person who chooses to reject God for a whole lifetime will be separated and will be imprisoned in hell.
如果这样的人在一生当中他一直拒绝神的邀请，他的最后的结局就是与神分开，他要去的地方就是在阴间。
Someone said God is a gentleman and he's going to give people ultimately what they want. If they do not want him, he's going to honor that. Although he doesn't really want that, he will give that to them.
但有人也说神他是会虽然神要你得救，要你拯救回来，但是你一定心硬不愿意的话，神他也尊重你的选择。
And then folks, the third theme is the sovereignty of God in all things. That's what you see in the book of Acts, the sovereignty of God in everything.
所以下面第三点里面是使徒行传里面特别讲到的是神的至高无上的主权。
God's sovereignty includes his supreme authority over all rule.
因为特别讲到神的至高的主权的时候，讲到他在超乎一切的远超过一切执政的。
He is supreme over all authority, all power, all dominion, and every name. He's still supreme over all of those.
神的主权超过一切掌权的和有能的以及组织的和一切有能。
Another way to say he's the highest boss of all, over all rulers and powers and world forces of this darkness. He's the boss over the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. When it comes down to finally, he will be the ruler at the end. He will rule everything.
所以也就是说我们的神的主权至高无上主权是超过一切的，一切执政掌权的，一切组织的，一切有能的组织的，以及一切在世上的所有的黑暗的势力，以及在天空属灵的邪恶的势力。
God is the supreme commander even over Satan and his dark forces. There is not an inch of ground on this earth that God is not ultimately boss over.
因为在神他所掌管的一切，没有任何一个英寸之力地方他所不能所控制的。
It may not look like it now.
有的时候我们看上去好像神没有在所有的事上都掌权。
But the time is coming when God, the highest authority, will restore everything. And that refers to the second coming, the last judgment, and the removal of sin from the world. God is never late.
到那个时候，那个就是到时候，到了时候，神他就也就是讲到是主耶稣的第二次再来的时候，那个时候他就要来带来的最终的审判和永远除灭这个罪恶从地球上面。
And brothers and sisters, I understand from my study notes that out of 28 chapters, book of Acts, that if there's one summary verse in the book of Acts, it's Acts 1 verse 8.
如果我们讲到整本这个使徒行传，它有28章，如果我们想选一段话出来做一个总结的话呢，那就是在第一章的第八节。
How many of you have Bibles with you?
你们当中都有带了圣经哈。
Could you look at that? Now, could you please look at verse 8, chapter 1.
请大家一起翻到《使徒行传》第一章一起看第八节。
Those of you who see it, Would you go ahead and read it in Chinese, please?
如果你们翻到的话，就请大声的念。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Okay, and in English it reads like this in the updated NSB. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. That is where the book of Acts is going. It's going all the way throughout the world. That's where the book of Acts, that's where the Holy Spirit is moving.
这也是这本书《使徒行传》所讲的，他们所神圣灵在这里做工的方向。
So brothers and sisters, if you look at the outline,
弟兄姐妹们，你们看这个上面的我们投影片。
The proof is the title is Jesus is alive.
在这里讲到是要证明的是主耶稣他活着。
We learn that in Acts.The author says, probably Luke, the author says he's going to give an orderly account of all that Jesus began to do and began to teach.
在这里，这个作者的使徒行传作者有可能就是路加，他在这里说到他主耶稣，他说已经前面已经讲到耶稣的开头所做的一切的所行的教训。
We should know the phrase "began to do," "began to teach" means it's the beginning, but it's going to continue.
我们在这里讲到主耶稣已经开始的工作，讲到开始的时候，他现在实际上还继续在进行。
So the book of Acts is a continuation of Jesus's ministry. Even though he was executed and dead, he came back, and so now it continues on, of course.
所以使徒行传在这里讲的仍然是主耶稣的他继续的工作，虽然他已经被钉上十字架被埋了，但是他的工作仍然在进行。
So Jesus gives his orders to his 11 disciples. He gives the orders through the Holy Spirit to his 11 disciples.
所以主耶稣他那个他借着圣灵给这些十一个门徒仍然在教导指引他们所当走的路。
Brothers and sisters, verse 3 tells us that when Jesus came back after he was alive, he had for 40 days.He had to keep convincing his 11 disciples who had been with him for at least 11 years. He had to keep convincing them that he was alive.
所以讲到这里主耶稣他复活之后仍然在地上停留了40天，不断地向他的门徒显现。
Why does he have to keep convincing them for 40 days that he's alive? He's eating with them. He's talking with them. They can see him.Why does he have to keep convincing them, presenting his proof for him? Why? What is the problem here?
主耶稣，我们大家想想，他为什么他要花这40天的时间，一再他向他门徒显现，证明他是活着的？他这里到底是问题在哪里？
Now, no person had ever returned from physical death and remained alive like Jesus. So maybe this is a new thing. They've never seen this. They need some time to adjust to this.
所以可能是大家知道没有任何一个人能够从死里复活而且在地上能够显现的。
Again, they spent at least 3 years with him. Maybe they had to be reconvinced many times. They were not just seeing a ghost.
虽然就是说这些门徒们曾经和耶稣在地上一起有三年多时间，但是在这里主耶稣是不是要仍然向他们再次证明他是这里他确实是复活而不只是一个一个像影儿一样的。
Just as he said, he's come back, he has a new body, he's joining them physically, he's eating with them, he's teaching them, he's back.
像耶稣要向他们显现的就是他回来就像一个人一样，他能够吃能够走路，能够就像一个正常的人一样。
And I don't think he spent a lot of time wasting time talking about food to eat.
我相信主耶稣不会花许多时间浪费在讲吃什么东西。
How much rent was going to cost?
或者是讲到房租费怎么样
？And whether the weather was going to change or not, so they could mow their lawns.
是不管这个太阳是好还不好，是不是他们能够去割草
？Why did Jesus have to convince and repeat and prove again and again that he was real to these people that knew him? Well, what was the problem here?
So 主耶稣在这里为什么真是要花那么多的时间再次向他们的门徒真是显明他是确确实实是复活了，是一个真的，是一个真的人。
Now you know I like the illustrated things, right?
你们当中都很知道我常常用一些物品来做一些示范。
And it is my great desire that you not only think that it's a good illustration but that you can connect the illustration with the point.
对，我主要想要你们看到的话不但能看到这个作为示范的东西，你要能从示范能够看到我所要讲到的这里面的重点。所以我希望我不会让当到我走的时候听到你们讲的老安啊，你们讲的非常非常有趣。他讲的非常好的笑话，但是我实在不记得他讲的到底什么东西。他所教导是什么？
Not what I want. I want you to remember the not the joke. I want you to remember the point.
我确实是想让你们听到的，不是我讲的笑话，那却是我是所在这里所教导的。
Brothers, be honest now. How many of you like to go to the airport?
你大家一起讲，我们有多少人真正喜欢愿意到飞机场去？
How many of you go on vacation?
你当去度假的时候，你们一定要去飞机场吗？
How many of you do not like to prove who you are and take out the driver's license? How many don't like?
你们当中有哪些人很不喜欢你们要别人证明你就是你，要拿出你的驾照来证明你就是你。
So basically you have to prove who you are, right?
对，真正的是这样，就是你要向别人证明你就是你自己。
Are we good with that?
对不对？我们是不是这样？
Brothers and sisters, how many people take too long?
弟兄姐妹们，你们觉得过这个关口的这个检查是不是有的时候很长的时间？
When I go home in June for my family reunion,
当我回去，如果我去六月份要去参加家庭的重新的团聚的话，
What if 2 days before I get on the plane with my wife?
如果假设我提前2天乘飞机和我太太一起去，
They say we have a new rule.
他说我们如果跟你讲我们有个新的规定，
You must bring 5 documents to prove who you are.
你一定要带5种证件来证明你自己。
I want to go to my reunion.
我就是想回到家，我们作为一个家庭的 团聚、
okay.So I go, okay, let's see. Driver's license.
好，第一个我要拿出来的是我的驾照。
Well, that's me, that's a picture. Okay, I got
one. 看看这照片上面很像我。
Five, I said, five.
他讲的要5个，那个人说要5个。
Okay, well, I gotta get on a plane. I'll take my passport too.
但我一定要上飞机，所以我呢，我把我的护照也拿着。
Yep, that's two.
所以第二，这是第二个证件。
Oh, yes, I'll take my ATM card.
另外一个我拿我的银行卡，我的银行卡。这个上面也有我的照片。
Bank of America.
所以是美国银行的这个取钱卡。
对，
现在只有3个，但另外还需要2个，因为要5个。
So I worry, I go, how about I take my social security card?
那么我就再把我的社会安全号码也带着。
Not bad, but no picture.
但是呢，不行，上面没有照片。
And I say, oh, I need to, how about?Let's see. How about I bring? I know. My birth certificate.
或者再拿，另外的再拿我的出生证吧，把我出生证拿出来。
Place of birth, Honolulu. Okay. Yeah. But what's the problem?
但是这个出生证上面虽然说我在夏威夷出生，但是呢问题在哪里
？I'm trying to prove, sir. I like you. I'm trying to prove to you who I am. I got 3 documents. You want 2 more?
所以我跟那个检察官讲，你看你。我已经给你了3个，你想要5个，我还要你还要叫我只要交2个。
How about my marriage certificate?
或者另外一个，我如果把我的结婚证书拿出来怎么样？可不可以
？No, 不可以。
所以那个人说也不行，没有照片哈。
How about my military discharge?
或者是我在军队里面服役退役证书。
I am getting frustrated.
这个时候我就开始有点不耐烦了已经。
Why do I have to prove to you five times who I am?
为什么我一定要用5个证件来证明我就是我自己呢？
I think Jesus must have felt a little bit like my disciples in heaven. There's 11 of them.
讲到主耶稣的话，他可能这时候也有点像，这是11个门徒是我所爱的门徒。
And the scripture says for 40 days he had to keep proving to himself to them who he was.
因为圣经里面讲到耶稣要花40天的时间向这些门徒来证明他就是耶稣。
I know where the problem is.
我知道这个问题到底是在哪里了。
Not Jesus.
问题不在耶稣。
The problem is in his disciples, right?
问题是在他的这些门徒身上。
And he's working with them.
这些门徒的问题，耶稣他很耐心的在做他们的工作。
Brothers and sisters, Do you ever think that's like you?
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有想到这有可能就是你呢？
That he's teaching you a truth or me a truth, and he has to keep doing the same. He has to keep repeating the lesson, the same thing. Do you ever get the feeling that he's getting tired of teaching us?
所以有没有我们想象中也是跟我们就是在那光景当中，主耶稣一再的向我们教导，一再的来教导我们，好像还没有真的得着。
So Jesus is proving himself over 40 days.
所以耶稣在这个使徒行传里面，他用40天来证明自己。
A very patient man.
他是非常的耐心。
Now, what are they going to talk about during these 40 days?
但我们想想看，在这40天，耶稣要向这些门徒们说什么呢？
Okay. What topics do most people talk about? Safe.
如果我们现在 我们大家讲，我们最愿意谈的事情，如果讲一些比较平安安全的话，不会触犯冒犯人的话，大概是讲天气。
Safe.
或者还是讲一些其他
food,
或者讲一些食品啊
OK food let's see how about how nice the nature looks
或者就讲一些风景 讲这树木啊讲长得很好
okay. Some might say let's talk about jobs
或者讲讲你工作啊
I don't know how safe they let's talk about travel plans
我其实不知道如果讲工作到底有多安全但是我们讲其他的
let's talk about vacations vacations
或者讲度假吧
How about personal health issues?
或者我们讲健康，个人的健康。
Oh, no, I don't want to hear how sick you are. No.
我倒不是愿意听你到底有多病。
Okay. How about bad topics like politics?
或者有些不太好的。
Who are you going to vote for?
一些主题，如果讲到政治的话。
Not good. Religion sometimes gets people all in trouble.
那有的时候，包括讲到信仰的话，也会使
人。If you're going to talk about any sexual issue, you might have trouble there.
或有的时候讲到一些性的关系，也是使人会有一些不舒服。
Most topics.That people choose to talk about don't have much eternal value.
所以我们真正讲起来，很多人我们现在学，我们互相之间讲的小交谈的东西，真正的跟永生没有多大的关系。
It's good on earth, but it's not going to mean very much up in heaven.
在世上看来好像还有一点价值，但是对在天国在将来是没有任何的。
I think about that every time I cut my lawn.
我有的时候，当我在每次在我在割草的时候，我总是在想。
Why am I cutting the lawn? It's going to grow again.
我为什么还要在这里割草呢？因为它割完之后，它还会再长。
But then I look at my wife's face.
然后我这时候我回去回过头来看看我太太的。
And she's a gardener.
因为她是一个种花园的。
And a beautiful garden and ugly lawn that does not match.
因为她种的花园非常好的，如果我这个草坪不能保证的整洁的话，跟她不完全匹配。
What did Jesus want to talk about most, and what?Did he want to teach about most?
你要知道，主耶稣他最最想要教导的，他要想教导是什么呢
？How many of you think you know the answer?
我们当中有多少人知道这个答案？主耶稣所要教导的
？It's in the book, right? It's in the verse. Kingdom of God.
所以
that's what he wanted to teach on and talk. That's where he wanted to go. That's where the eternity was. He wanted them to get heavenly centered. Talk about the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣他在这里讲的就是要讲神的国，他要我们的整个的集中力能够转向到注意在天上，讲到神的国。
So brothers and sisters, knowing that that's his one of his favorite topics, how did he describe the kingdom of God?
主耶稣这就是他最最喜欢他讲的一个主题，他是怎样来描述这个神的国呢
？Let me give you a few quotes. Kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will people say, "Well, here it is," or "There it is."Instead, Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is in your midst; it's in your grasp."
所以我们讲到主耶稣他来解释神的国的时候，他不是说我们人所能、一般人们所看到的哦，神的国在这里或者神的国在那里。他讲的神的国就在你们的里面。
This is a great. The kingdom of God is not of this world's value system.
因为讲的神的国，它不是按照我们地上的、世上的国的价值来。
The kingdom of God is not about self-centeredness.Or selfish values. That's not the kingdom of God.
讲神的国不是以自我为中心、自私的，这个为以自私的这个价值来的。
And the kingdom of God is inherited. 1 Corinthians 6:9 is inherited by God's true disciples. The true disciples inherit the kingdom of God.
所以讲到神的国，只有是义的人和神神的真主的真正的门徒才能承受这样神的国。
And Jesus says the kingdom of God is a secret.That he reveals when he's ready.
讲到主耶稣讲到神的国是一个奥秘，只有当我们准备好的时候，神会向我们来 显现。
And later Paul writes that the kingdom of God, from Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
保罗在这里讲到，他讲的神的国不在于吃喝，不在乎吃喝，而是在乎他的神的大能和平安。
So any community that's going to last under Jesus' rule is going to focus upon not food and drink, it's going to focus upon the values of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The deep values is what's going to make a community last.
所以真正讲我们这个在这里的寄养生活神的国的生活里面讲的不是关乎于吃喝，乃真是关乎于神的义和平安和在圣灵里面的所赐的大能。
And the coming kingdom of God will displace all other lesser kingdoms.
所以神的国将来会取代所有在地上这些其他的国度。
And the kingdom of God has had its clear and final victory when Jesus beat Satan at Calvary's cross.
所以当主耶稣他在加利略山打败了这个撒旦的时候，神的国就永远得胜。
So here are some questions for us. Are we committed to growing spiritually as part of God's kingdom growth plan?
这是一个给我们自己要问的问题。我们愿不愿意一起参与让神的国度能够成长？
One way I might say is, and I say this in love, why do you come to church?
这是我在这里一个从爱的角度在这里问我们为什么来到教会呢？
Is it because here you know you can grow spiritually?
是不是你因为知道在这里我们的属灵的生命能够成长？
Or are there other reasons that may not be as valid or not as lasting?
所以有可能是一些其他的原因，或者其他这些东西有可能并不一定能够真正的有价值或者持久的。
Here's the other question. Are we convinced that God is winning in the spiritual warfare battle?
另外一个问题就是说，我们是不是相信神已经在打这个属灵的胜仗，已经在得胜了，在得胜。
How many of you are getting really tired of listening to the news or watching the news?
你们当中有多少人真是很你刚看到这个世界上的一些消息的时候，是不是感到很疲倦烦倦？
I like to keep up with the world news, what's happening, but sometimes I get really depressed at what's happening.
我是常常愿意知道世界上面的一些动态或者发展，但是当看到一些消息的时候，我确实感到很压抑。
I could think God's losing.
我就好像感觉到好像是神好像没有在做事，好像在失败。
He's not losing. He will win ultimately. There's a great battle going on, and the forces of darkness are very powerful. But God is not going to lose. He's not worried. He has this, but it doesn't look good sometimes.
神他是不会输的。他是一定永远的会在最后是要得胜的现在所有的情况下都是神在掌权。
Okay, brothers and sisters, the point preparation. Here's the point. The Father, Heavenly Father, Father God equips us with the Holy Spirit.
我们知道我们的父神他在用圣灵在装备我们。
How should I say it? In verses 4 and 5, Jesus gathers his 11 apostles to prepare them for what the Holy Spirit will do in them and through them, right?
所以在这里《使徒行传》第一章第四节到第五节就讲到怎样用圣灵来装备他们。
So his first command to these 11 men who know him is, don't leave Jerusalem.
所以耶稣给他们的第一个命令就是给他们十一个门徒的命令就是说不要离开耶路撒冷。
How many of you have ever seen a sign when you're driving and says, do not enter?
你们当中开车的人能看到的一些标志不要进入这个里面。但有的人可能还照样虽然是标志上面说不要进入但是仍然有人进入。
当
所以有一天我就犯了这样的错误，我开到一个里面说不能进，但我一旦进去之后所有停在里面都是那个公交通车大的交通车，只有我一个是一个私家车。然后我在想我的脑子可能就是出了问题，所以这个时候是不允许的，已经犯了错误，赶紧往回转。 所以耶稣在这里跟他的门徒说，不要离开耶路撒冷。那耶稣叫他们待在这个耶路撒冷做什么呢？
By remaining in Jerusalem and following his commandment, they will be prepared to wait for God's heavenly promise, which will be to baptize them with the Holy Spirit.
所以他们如果遵照耶稣的话，等在耶路撒冷的话，是等在那个神的允许要降临的圣灵，让他们能够受圣灵的洗。
How many of you have discovered that when God makes a promise, He never breaks His promise?
你们哪些人真正发现神他所应许的，他从来没有没有违背过他的应许
？Let me say it again. How many of you discovered that when God makes a promise, He never breaks His promise?
你们当中有多少人真正认识到神做他的应许的话，他一定实现的
？17. Okay, but not total hands. Okay.
好，大概有。
I'm going home. I'm discouraged.
他没有所有的都举手啊。
When God prepares His apostles, when God prepares His workers, He always equips His workers for the work.
当神他要准备他的使徒，要准备他的工人的时候，他总是会装备他们。
You know this phrase, God's work done in God's way will never lack God's resources.
我们知道做神的工人，做走神的道路，从来不会缺乏所有的所需要的。
Hudson Taylor.
我们讲到戴德森。
By faith you look to the Lord.
他靠着信心仰望神。
If you do His work in His way, you'll never lack the resources.
如果你按照神做他的方法，做他的工的话，他从来不会有任何的缺乏。
When God calls, He always equips.
当神有呼召的时候，神总是会装备你。
So whatever He calls you to, guaranteed He will equip you.
我们知道，确实神是呼召你的时候，他一定会装备你。
Now, the book of Acts has two, the book of Acts. The book of Acts is the Acts of the Apostles as well as what? The Acts of the double whammy. Double.
所以讲到这个使徒行传，它的题目叫使徒行动的传记。实际上这里讲的是两个在行动，一个是使徒，另外一个就是圣灵他的工作。
Okay, brothers and sisters, the Lord is done. He's told them what's important. He's teaching His disciples. He's proving who He is. And guess what they do in verse 6?
所以主耶稣他已经在这里面四五节里面教导了门徒他们所该做的，他们所该听的。那大家可以看到第六节的时候。
Those of you who want to read verse 6 in Chinese, please.
所以我们大家一起来练第六节。他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
What are they saying?
在这里他们这些门徒在说什么？
Lord, at this time are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
所以他们在这里说，你们你讲主耶稣，你复活这个复兴以色列国就在这时吗？
He's been talking of the kingdom of God. They're talking about the kingdom of big. What happened?
所以主耶稣他在讲的天国，但是这门徒们他仍然问的问题是在地上的国度。
Did they perhaps expect that he was going to still establish a military and political kingdom?
所以是不是这些门徒们他们仍然在期望等待一个强大的一个军事的和政治的一个犹太国。
And if he's going to do this, are they going to have some important roles or titles in it?
如果真正他们要做，是不是他们也在预测他们自己会在这个国度里面做非常重要的角色？
God will restore Israel, he says. That's part of his plan.
神已经有应许，他一定会重建以色列国。
But when Israel did not obey God and did not tell the rest of the nations in the world about him, he stopped using them.
当犹太人他没有在顺服神做神的荣耀的见证的时候，神就把这样的工作这样的福音传到了我们外邦人当中，就像你我一样，我也是一部分有中国人的血统。因着这些以色列人他们的不顺服，我们这些外邦人本来与神的典章无份的 现在我们能够进入神的国。
How many of you say, good?
我们当中有很多人会说非常棒，非常棒。
I'm sorry for the disobedient ones, but guess what? We benefit.
我们对以色列人他们的不顺服，我们是确实感到难过，但是我们从中也得到了非常好的好处。
And God is forming a new people of God that is neither Jew nor Gentile.
因为在神的国里面，他所新造的人不再在分，而是犹太人也好，或者是希利人。
The new people of God is neither Jew nor Greek.
我们讲到在神的国的里面，不再是分犹太人或者是希利人。
The new people of God is anyone who puts his or her trust in Jesus Christ as the only Son of God.Who can forgive sins, right?
所以在神的国里面，国度的人就是相信主耶稣基督是唯一能够拯救他，为了他的罪而舍命的这位主。
So they asked the wrong question. They asked a self-centered question.
所以这些十一个门徒他们刚才问的主耶稣的问题是完全出自于他们自己问题，而问的是一个错的问题。
And I think he probably is disappointed and says, "It is not."He says God alone has the perfect authority to determine history's events and timing. You don't have to go there. In fact, do not go there.
当然，主耶稣听到他们问这样的问题，可能有点失望。但是主耶稣也很明确的给他们答复：这个时刻不是你们所能知道的，这有乃是什么时刻是由父所决定的。
So Jesus says, "I have the best focus for you, and the focus is get ready for the Holy Spirit. He's coming."To equip you.
所以主耶稣让他们重新看到定睛，他们所要集中思想、集中精力所看到的是等待这个圣灵的降临。
Okay, let me end. We know two things that we're supposed to do as Christians, right?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们再讲一下，我们有知道两件事情，我们基督徒非常要做的。我们从这个树里面，我们知道我们应当是做他的见证。我相信我们大家都得到，我们要应当做他见证。当我们有的时候，我们常常是在脑子里面、头脑里是知道，但我们可能还没有真正的往下去，没有到我们心里。当我的小儿子常常我跟他讲一些话，他不再想听的时候，就说：“我知道了，我知道了。”第一个是讲到我们
Go and make disciples of all that's your work. That's not your work. That's your commandment. So, even with this disciples, is there anything else that is going to confuse us about those job descriptions? Is there any problem with that? Please be convinced. No.Don't tell me that. There's lots of reasons why we don't do it, but we know clearly Jesus has done his job. He's made it really clear. At least we're his witnesses, and at least please obey the Great Commission, and please look for the opportunities to present my good news, the only news that will save people. Watch for the opportunities to present them to people, and not just Chinese. Ooh, who said that?
So you...我们刚才讲的两点特别清楚，第一个是做主耶稣的见证，第二个是做他的门徒。那么我们刚才特别讲到，刚才特别讲到，我们说我们不单是要全人都做他的门徒，不单是光是我们中国人，我们要所有的人。
Brothers, you know how this ends. It's pretty. Then Jesus is taken up to heaven. Okay, he 40 days he's been convincing, and now he's gone. Okay, so they watch him go up, and they're watching and watching.Watching, I don't know what they're watching, but he's gone. And they're watching, and then two men in white clothing, angels, say to them, "Why are you standing here watching? Because the way that he went is the way he's coming back, right? So observe that, but when he comes, he's going to come very suddenly. So now they know something. This is very good, good teaching.
后来在四十天之后，主耶稣就被提了。然后呢，这些门徒还在往天上仰望，在看的时候，有两位就是说，就天使在向他们说：“你们在看什么？你们在看主耶稣是怎样升上天的话， 他还会怎样再回来，在这里特别讲到主耶稣第二次回来。
Simple ending. The angels are saying Jesus is coming again.
哎，总结话说就很简单的话，这个天使就是说耶稣还要再来。
Because he's coming again when we do not know when he's coming.
但我们知道，虽然我们不知道他什么时候来，但知道他还要再来。
Therefore, why?
那么我们应当怎么样呢？我们应当怎么样的生活的方式来？我们难道是去只是到银行里面去存钱吗？或者我们只是在这个地下割草吗？让我们帮助我们准备好他的来。我们啊，在这里讲是等着他来把我们接走呢？啊，我们跟他的关系是不是很正常？是，我是不是在这里顺服他，也做他的门徒，让我们准备好迎接他的再来呢？但我们知道，我们从圣经里面我们知道很清楚，如果我们没有准备好的话，将来耶稣回来的时候，我们会被羞愧的。真是告诉我们不好意思哈，那个时候如果耶稣再回来，我们没有准备好。
Brothers, I just say to you and to me, let's be ready all the time with the values that please God and not values that are going to pass. Let's be ready.
弟兄姐妹们，真是帮助我们，你和我们都在神的面前能够装备整齐啊，准备迎接主耶稣的再来。
We do our part of being ready, right?
我们做我们的部分，在我们的部分里面，我们要做好我们的准备。
He will always do his part.
神他会做，主耶稣会做他自己的部分。
And so here's the great phrase that we will be able to say, Maranatha.
这是一个最好的一句。
Maranatha.
主啊，请再来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主啊，请你回来。
Maranatha.
叫 Maranatha， 就主回来。
Amen.